The Mexican film Y Tu Mama Tambien has been a surprise art house hit across the U.S. On one level, the movie tells the story of two high school boys on a road adventure with a 20-something woman. But as correspondent Reese Ehrlich explains, the film also makes a biting commentary about the contradictions facing Mexico since the election of President Vicente Fox.
Cuando buceaba por el fondo del océano, me enamoré de una bellísima sirena. Fuera del mar sin vacilar pedí su mano y nos casamos en las playas de Caleta.
Y Tu Mama Tambien, which means "and your mother too," is a raucous and sultry film that doesn't at first reveal its true intentions. At the beginning of the film, we meet two very immature high school students who could be straight out of any American teen movie. In this scene, the two students, Julio and Tenok, fantasize about making love with a beautiful young woman who also happens to be married to Tenok's cousin. The two boys try to convince her to drive from Mexico City to a non-existent beach on the coast.
A Puerto Escondido, ¿verdad? Jaro me ha hablado mucho de ella.
No, Puerto no, es de huevo. No.
You're going to Puerto Escondido?
No, it sucks. It's a bunch of yuppie backpackers and wannabe surfers.
We know a beach no one knows about.
What's it called?
¿Y cómo se llama?
Something mouth. Heaven's Mouth.
Heaven's Mouth, totally. It's like paradise.
Better than paradise, it's a slice of heaven right here on Earth. A tropical heaven, putting roots down on Earth.
She should come with us.
Yeah, why don't you come along?
You take me along? Is there a place to sleep?
Sure, there's plenty of place to sleep on the warm sand under a roof of stars.
We can drink coconuts and bring plenty of 40s.
What's that?
Big bottles of beer.
The trio get into a beat-up old car and drive towards the coast. The three, who come from well-to-do families, see appalling scenes of traffic accidents, poverty, and police brutality. Enrique de la Garza, a sociology professor at the Metropolitan University in Mexico City, says that's when we begin to understand the film's deeper meaning.
El punto central consiste en mostrar que hay dos Méxicos.
The central point of the movie is that there are two Mexicos. There's the Mexico of the rich, the powerful, those with political power. Then there's the other Mexico, which we see on the road and at the beach. It's one of great poverty. People don't have enough to eat. It's a corrupt Mexico. There's a beautiful Mexico, but also a dirty and ugly one.
Que hay un México bello y otro México sucio y feo.
Tenok is the son of a corrupt politician of the old ruling party. Julio's family supports the opposition led by newly elected President Vicente Fox. The two boys squabble and fight constantly, just like the two political parties. They also abuse Luisa, the married woman they're traveling with, at one point shoving her. In a hilarious scene, Luisa refuses to go on until the two squabbling parties agree to her rules. She finally gets back into the car and lays down the law.
Pienso tomar el sol en pelotas y no os quiero tener alrededor como perros.
I'm going to sunbathe naked and I don't want you sniffing around like dogs. I pick the music. The minute I ask, you shut your mouths. You cook. No stories about your poor girlfriends. If I ask, you stay 10 yards from me. Better yet, 100. You don't speak of things you don't agree on. Even better, you keep your mouth shut. You're not allowed to contradict me, much less push me.
Prohibido contradecirme. Y mucho menos empujarme.
Las demandas, yo creo que significan un cuestionamiento a cómo llevaban las relaciones tradicionalmente. ¿Sí?
I think the demands signify a questioning of traditional relations.
Ella representa, digamos, un tercer mundo, yo diría.
She represents a third way because she's a foreigner. She has a very open attitude toward relationships. She demands to have relations with them. She understands the problems between rich and poor and tries to provide a third way, representing the influence of a wider global culture. The film shows that not everything can be resolved within the internal boundaries of Mexico. There are new elements that she represents that must be incorporated into Mexico.
Es decir, que hay nuevos elementos que esta mujer trae y que tienen que incorporarse también.
The film continues to mix politics, sexually explicit scenes, and a wild pop music soundtrack. Luisa ends up sleeping with both boys individually, and all three have a romp as well. Such open relationships, including a homosexual one, are too much for many Mexicans, says Professor Garza. Y Tu Mama También is not a mainstream success in Mexico, unlike earlier hits such as Amores Perros and Like Water for Chocolate.
La sociedad mexicana, en términos especialmente de relaciones sexuales,
Mexican society, especially in terms of sexual relations, is still very traditional. Academics and professionals in Mexico City like the film very much, but in general, Mexican audiences don't like the straightforward sexual language. The relations between the woman and the teens, and then between the two boys, has caused a certain opposition in those sectors.
Todavía causa cierto rechazo en estos sectores.
Garza notes that the film doesn't pretend to offer solutions to Mexico's many contradictions, but it's a vivid and entertaining exposé of the problems facing modern Mexico. For Common Ground, I'm Reese Erman.
Tu Mama También director Alfonso Cuarón is getting noticed in Hollywood. He's been hired to direct the third movie in the Harry Potter series.